Only House Bill 3612A before us today, but I think it's going to take us committee a little bit of time to get through this one. Maybe not. We will see. But with that, I will open a public hearing on House Bill 3612A. And while Sue is filling us in, why don't we have Betty? Yeah, where's our agency folks?
That's Betty Merrill.
Betty's here. Betty, are you the only one to talk about that? Okay, Betty, why don't you come up?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3612A requires a state agency that is authorized to finance construction, purchase, or renovation of structures used by the state to reduce the amount of energy the agency uses by at least 20% by June 30, 2015, from a baseline amount the Oregon Department of Energy determines by rule used on usage in calendar year 2000, requires the agency to report annually to the department regarding energy use, requires agency that fails to meet the 20% energy reduction to submit biennial energy conservation plan to the department, authorizes the department to adopt rules and guidelines to implement the program, authorizes the department to require pre-qualification of prospective bidders for a person to submit a bid or proposal to direct an energy consumption analysis for the state unless the person is a professional engineer or architect, for a person to enter into energy savings performance contract or perform services related to the preparation of state agency plan, authorizes the department to recover costs of administering the program from authorized state agencies, it declares an emergency and is effective on passage. For your information, there is a dash 5 and a dash 6 amendment. The dash 6 amendment includes the dash 5 amendment, and I have a hand engrossed copy of the bill.
Ms. Merrill, if you would you summarize all of that in layman's terms on what the purpose of this bill is and what it's going to do?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Betty Merrill, Assistant Director of Conservation for the Oregon Department of Energy. I'd like to start by giving you a little background on what the State Energy Efficiency Program is, and there are two components to that program. The first requires that all new buildings or major renovations be designed and built to exceed the current energy code by 20%. Currently, state agencies are complying with this portion of the program, and most buildings being built meet or exceed the 20%. This bill will have no changes to that part of the SEED program. The second portion of the SEED program is the Energy Conservation Initiative, which was added in 2001 in response to the energy crisis. The initiative required a 10% reduction in state energy use by 2005. In March 2006, Governor Kulongoski's Executive Order 0602 directed state agencies to increase that to 20% energy savings goal. So the goal of this bill was to put that 20% energy reduction target in statute and to direct the Oregon Department of Energy to establish rules to pre-qualify energy savings performance contracting firms. So what the bill does in the dash 5 amendments is it raises the energy standard to a 20% energy reduction target for state agencies. It directs the Department of Energy to develop rules with the agencies to establish a baseline for energy usage so we can compare the 2000 data to the current data. It also provides for rulemaking authority for the department and other agencies to establish guidelines for leased facilities. And it allows the Department of Energy to establish rules for establishing a list of pre-qualified providers for energy savings performance contracting.
No, I'm fine.
You mentioned the dash fives, I think. The dash sixes include everything that the dash fives have, right?
Right.
Yes, they do.
And so it's the dash sixes that the agency would want us to adopt, correct?
The dash six amendment was promoted and put forward by the Department of Administrative Services.
Just on dash six, I mean, it looks like Sue's highlighted the line that's added to it. So maybe we can get comment as to the reason Dash will walk that in there?
No, I think they'll be up in a minute, but you're familiar with the Dash 6s, and since this is going to affect your agency, I'm guessing you're all right with the Dash 6s.
I'm not opposed to the Dash 6s.
Okay. Why don't you not go very far away, and why doesn't somebody from DAS come up here, please? Need I mention what we're interested in hearing from you?
No, you do not.
All right.
Good afternoon. For the record, Andrea Simmons with the Department of Administrative Services, and with me is Robin Harpster, the Administrator for Facilities. The Dash 6s, the language there is we're asking for a one-word addition, which is the word owned. Essentially, Section 4 on page 3 requires that all state facilities meet the energy reduction requirements by the year 2015. By adding the word owned, which is contained in the Dash 6s, will clarify that for leased facilities would give us the flexibility through the rulemaking process that Betty mentioned that's in Section 3 to allow us to work as leases expire to work on the energy reductions and kind of in a phased-in process, and that's why we've asked for the Dash 6.
Anybody have any questions about that?
Statements. So just for the record, I'm assuming what we're trying to do is just make certain that we're accountable for what we actually own. And then and what I'm hearing between the lines is we have leases that are outstanding. We're going to be working with those owners to either bring them up to the level that we would have if it was under ownership, or are we saving this as some type of out to say that we're not going to own buildings, we're going to lease them so we don't have to comply with the obligation of what's in 3612.
Currently, there are almost 200 leases, if you will, that go above and beyond the year 2015. We don't own the facility. This bill, we would have to renegotiate our leases working with the building owners if we needed to make improvements to ensure those energy efficiencies. With the Dash 6 and through the rulemaking process with Department of Energy, we would have the flexibility as leases expire and we go to renew to work out those negotiations either with the property owner or look at other facilities in the future for those as they expire versus trying to do it now between now and 2015.
Mr. Chair, if I can follow up.
Go right ahead.
So do we have some assurance from DAS as you look at these contracts, these leases as they expire, that you will be looking to make certain that they either come in compliance with what we are promoting to the state and or that we will be looking at new lease facilities that do meet or beat those standards instead of saying, oh, I'm sorry, we can't do anything. We're stuck with this inefficiency.
Chair, Senator Prozanski, for the record, Robin Harpster with the Department of Administrative Services Facilities Division. Through this process, we are identifying that lease facilities do need to be considered. Our concern was the inability of the bill to give us the flexibility to work through those negotiations and identify the guidelines through the rulemaking process. So by committing to owned in the bill and identifying language for lease facilities in the bill as well, it gives us the ability to work through that process through the rulemaking effort.
I understand, but my question is, as those leases that are currently not in compliance with what we want come up and do we have a commitment from DAS that we're going to be looking at requiring those lease facilities for us to stay in there will meet or beat whatever level that we have, or are we going to be looking at new facilities, either owned, that would require this type of obligation, or leased facilities that would meet or beat? In other words, I think what we would like is some certainty, at least I would like some certainty, that we're going to continue to promote what is in 3612 in all facilities that we're utilizing, either owned or leased.
Chair Senator Prozanski, yes, you have the commitment from DAS that we are going to work through that process to meet the ultimate goal of this bill.
Great, thank you.
Quick question, will the agencies then absorb any costs? Or I don't know, there seems to me there's going to be a cost involved here someplace.
You want to talk about the cost?
Chair Senator Nelson, yes, we understand there are going to be some costs down the road, and we'll need to identify those through the specific rulemaking process, what those impacts will be.
It may not be in this biennium.
Correct.
That's why there's no fiscal on this.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's for the record.
Yes, that we anticipate fiscal impacts down the road once we identify what those guidelines are for lease facilities.
Go, Chair. Was there any discussion about using renewables in these buildings? For instance, if you put solar on the building, would that, it wouldn't reduce the amount of energy being used, but it would be renewable energy. Is there any way of using that to meet that 20% requirement?
Chair Senator Bates, that will be part of what we'll be identifying through that rulemaking process, alternative sustainable practices in lease facilities.
Ms. Merrill, would you like to come back up to the table?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Betty Merrill. The Oregon Department of Energy, as many of you may know, leases a 17,000-square-foot building on the corner of Marion and Church Street. It is an old Safeway building. The agency has reduced the energy usage in that facility by 23%. In addition, we buy green tags from Portland General Electric to offset 100% of our electric use. So a lot of these changes can be made. Some of them are behavior. Some can be worked with your landlord. We've worked with our landlord to get him business energy tax credits and utility incentives through the Energy Trust of Oregon, and we have encouraged them to do that at very little cost to the agency.
I don't know if the question was answered. I mean, as I understand the bill, I'm just off the first time today, the bill calls for a reduction in the use of energy. And my question was, if they had a situation in the building, I guess theoretically, or they can't make the 20%, can they use renewable energy as part of that 20%? Not reducing the amount, just get credit for it in some ways. The bill allow them to do that, putting solar on, that kind of thing.
To the Chair, Senator Bates. Energy efficiency is the first tool we use. You got to reduce the load before you put the money into the more expensive renewable energy. So we would always look to energy efficiency first.
The answer is no.
Okay.
I can handle it. I just want to know.
So I was just curious about our friends in the executive branch and whether or not when you have like amendments like this, you go out and get a cup of coffee together or talk about the amendments and decide you're going to come in and tell us the same, you know, thing that you all support it or you all oppose it, or I don't know. Does anything like that happen? Or maybe you'd want to tell us why you don't support the dash sixes.
Senator Vaki, members of the committee. I've been working on this bill since the 2005 session. I was just here in probably June of this year talking about this bill as HB 2876 and thought we had agreement amongst all the agencies. So when it came back around as LC 92, I was a bit amazed at coming to dash sixes. So last Friday, I thought we had complete agreement with everyone on all the amendments. So that's why I stand on dash fives. Those are the last ones I personally walk through the system. And so that's where we're standing.
Well, what happens to your ability to implement the mission here if we adopt the dash sixes?
Senator Rocking, members of the committee, the concern that is brought up by DAS is stipulating owned buildings. When we were dealing with these amendments and through the process, we actually, at the request of the Department of Administrative Services and Portland State University, included, and I believe we were in dash threes at that point, the guidelines for incorporating energy efficiency into the leased facilities. So I felt we were covered. Maybe I'm being inflexible here, but I thought we had covered that earlier.
Thank you.
Okay,
go ahead.
The question I have is, what are we using for a base on the 20%?
Chair Bakken, Senator
correct?
The 20%, the target that we used in 2000 was all of the agencies reported their electrical energy usage to the Department of Administrative Services. Over the years, what happened was that continued to happen. Last year, the Department of Energy, at the request of the Department of Administrative Services, created an online database to facilitate the process for agencies, and they started entering their data. What we had noticed over time was that we were seeing energy usage increase in agencies, particularly in the Department of Corrections and the Oregon University System. The 2000-year baseline data was a number. It didn't have number of square feet, didn't have number of buildings. We know that, for example, in the university system, they've added buildings, and corrections the same thing. So what we're trying to do with this rule for going back and adjusting the metric is we're going to go back, figure out how many buildings or how many square feet they had in 2000 and compare it to today so we can actually see if they're reducing their energy usage per square foot.
Anything else?
What, the dash six?
I don't know. Anything else any of the three of you want to tell us with regard to the amendment, since we're going to have to choose for the executive branch which best suits you?
Chair Avakian, just to finalize my comments, and that we're very supportive of this bill. The Department of Administrative Services believes in sustainable efforts. We are leading the forefront of the executive branch in that effort. And so we just want to make sure that we make a realistic bill that we can work with.
How does it affect you if we don't adapt the dash sixes and we adopt the dash fives instead? Will you still be able to do your job relative to this bill?
Will have a significant fiscal impact to us to accommodate leased facilities.
Ah. Okay. Thanks. Committee's going to stand at ease for 5 minutes. Oh, but before we do that, new committee member on the far right side of the dais here. Sir, would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Cody Hoyt.
Where are you from, Cody?
South Salem.
That's good. And you're here shadowing Senator Bates today?
Yes.
Well, Cody, you couldn't have had a better senator to shadow. Well, welcome to the Capitol, and welcome to the committee. You want to weigh in on this amendment thing that we have to deal with?
Not really, no.
Yeah, okay, good. We'll be at ease for 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Everybody back with us? Brian Krieg, Stephen Cafori, Jeff Bissonnette. Mr. Krieg, go right ahead.
Chair Ivakian and members of the committee, my name is Brian Krieg, and I am here today in support of this bill and representing the Sheet Metal and Air Conditioning Contractors Association and the members of Sheet Metal Local 16. Going to keep my comments brief here. We feel it's a very good bill. In addition to the energy savings, of course, the state would reap from doing these, putting these kind of standards in line. The type of the retrofit work that would be needed to be done on some of our buildings and then higher quality of level work and in all new construction also on it would be one that would have a very strong positive economic impact on the state, because this is work our contractors here locally can do. We have a skilled workforce that does this type of work. The phasing in of this over time actually would be a very good thing, because of the fact that that would give a volume of work that would be out there to help keep our workforce very active out indefinitely into the future. I think that with that said, that's the key crux of our interest in this. We have no opinion on the dashes.
You have no opinion on them. Wow. Okay. I assume you want the bill, though.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Mr. Cafori.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Stephen Cafori. I'm here representing Johnson Controls. Johnson Controls is an energy company. It's more than that, but the part of the company that I work for is it does energy conservation work. I want to just briefly tell you about an energy savings performance contract, which is one of the key tools this bill anticipates using in order to affect these changes. My company and several other companies, and we're not throwing into offer this service, offer an energy savings performance contract, which is a contract with an agency to retrofit the buildings. And we guarantee that over the life of the contract, which can be 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, we will guarantee that the energy savings from our work, will, the total costs, including our work, our materials, the design, and the financing, will all be covered by the energy savings. And if in any one of the years of that contract those energy savings are not met, we write a check to the agency for the difference. So this is an absolute guarantee. Our country is the 75th biggest company in the country. It's a multi-billion-dollar company, has assets to back that guarantee up. So it's an absolutely no lose for government. They cannot lose by starting one of these energy conservation programs. This bill would encourage state agencies to move forward in saving energy, require them to do that, and as I say, one of the tools would be an energy savings performance contract. I want to just add one other thing, is that is because we're making such a guarantee, we are very conservative in our estimates of cost savings. And in actual fact, about three-quarters of our clients will get money back. They will make money from using this program. So I encourage your support of the bill.
Mr. Bissonnette.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Jeff Bissonnette, here with the Fair and Clean Energy Coalition, a statewide collaboration of consumer organizations, environmental groups, human service agencies, clean energy businesses, faith groups, and labor. We have been working on this bill for almost as long as Betty, maybe not quite as long, here very much in support of the bill. Reducing energy efficiency is good for the economy, it's good for the environment, and it's good for the consumer. In this case, it's good for the taxpayer. This is a good bill. It should pass. In terms of the dust-up over the dash fives and or the dash sixes, I like Betty, thought we had an agreement on the dash fives. The dash sixes came up late yesterday, and under, you know, right now we can't withstand a threat of a fiscal, and so we will support the dash sixes, but we thought the dash fives were pretty good too. So,
Senator Bates.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Cafori, if your company went into a situation where a portion of a building was being leased by an agency, could you offer a contract to them even though you didn't have control of the entire building?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, yes.
Yeah, follow up. Some of these might even be in a situation where they're, you know, the common way of leasing or renting is called triple rent. You have payment for the rent and the taxes and then for utilities. Some of those aren't metered separately. They're actually, it's done by square footage. It's, you know, would you go in and meter a certain part of the building if you needed to get that done? Or would you try to do it on a square footage basis? Have you guys done this before so that you can really get a good handle on what's going on that part of the building you're trying to work with?
Mr. Chair, Senator Bates, the legal parts of that in terms of ownership, how that works is something that I'm not qualified to answer. All I need to say is that we do this all over the United States, a lot of it. And I'm sure this is not the first time that question's come up. So I'm positive that we could work through those situations. And an owner of a leased building would come out ahead having this done because it would end up with a retrofitted building at nobody, no expense. So it's to their benefit to have a building retrofitted.
Mr. Chair, the reason I asked that question is there's probably a lot of situations where there's leased space inside buildings which the state wouldn't have complete control of, only a section of it. But there's a way of dealing with the entire building or with that particular space, so there's no problem. And that's what I'm trying to get to. It sounds like there's ways of doing it.
All right. Anything else, committee? All right. Thank you, the three of you. Duke Shepherd, Cindy Robert.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Duke Shepherd with the AFL-CIO. I'll be very brief. I've submitted for the record on behalf of McKinstry, a contractor we work with through our Apollo Alliance project. They couldn't be here today, but they would echo the comments of Mr. Kafori. It's a union contractor. These are high-skilled, high-wage jobs that get created by this work. We're in favor of the bill. We worked on the bill last session. Whichever dash amendments get the bill done and get it done cheaply, I'm in favor of. Because I just think this is a remarkably simple bill that sort of just got caught up in the mess of the end of session last time and should be simple to get done this time. And I do think it's the rare occasion that you get a bill that you have labor, business, environmentalists, consumer advocates, and government saying is good. So I think we got it right with this bill. Thank you.
Ms. Robert?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Cindy Robert, and I represent the American Institute of Architects. My colleague's right. It is remarkably simple. And while we support the bill, I sure wish it went a lot further. We can talk about the energy outputs, the energy use, but what about how things are built and how they're renovated when it comes to sustainable energy, when it comes to products? We're hoping to bring that back before you again this session. We do support the bill. We think it's a good idea, but we have amendments that were included in both the -5 and -6 that are in front of you. I'm here to answer questions on those. I'll simply tell you that it ran into an area of our Practice Act where architects are already, and engineers, I'm speaking on their behalf too today, I believe, already licensed to do particular things. And we wanted to make sure the pre-qualification part did not allow people to be pre-qualified to do what only we are licensed to do by you, and would also make sure that we wouldn't be cut out of doing things that were already legally required or able to do because we weren't part of the pre-qualification process. And that's the extent of the amendments. They were agreeable to everyone, and I thank Betty Merrill for her help. And Senator Bakken, could I speak freely for a second?
Mm-hmm. You can speak any way you would like to speak.
Slightly off topic, Senators, I went today on a tour of both the Senate and House wings, and gosh, it's so impressive, and you are so lucky to be senators because you have so much room over there. But if you haven't gone on a tour yet, Herb told me today that he will take you anytime you want, and it's really impressive. If you'd rather go with the architect behind it, who designed the whole thing, get some explanation, those are our folks, and they'd love to take you as well.
I hope the House wasn't listening to that. We told them our offices were the same size. You just blew a whole year's worth of work for us, Cindy.
Three floors, 30 people, three floors.
I see the stop work agreements coming out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Chair Buck, you may remember it wasn't luck that our offices are bigger. We actually sat down at the middle of the session last time and changed the entire plan because we felt it was inadequate for future generations of legislators. And we asked the House to do the same thing, and they chose not to take the fourth floor.
There you go.
And I want that on the record. They are the ones that made their choices, and they're going to live with those choices.
Well, theirs is beautiful, too, Senator.
I think they're going to find, when they see our side. I feel differently about that.
But I encourage you all to go. It's impressive.
And I can assure you we will be talking more about LEED's gold and platinum standards and maybe even a little green globe again.
Any sustainable energy program we can do for the state, right, we'll be behind.
Thanks. Thanks. Nothing further from the committee. All right. Thank you both very much. Anybody else want to testify on the bill or the amendments? No, seeing none, close the public hearing, open a work session. Cody, you went to what school, did you say?
Abbotsford Middle School.
And I'm guessing at some point in your schooling you've talked about the different branches of government.
You've
got the legislative, executive, and judicial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the... We always like it when our friends come over from the executive branch, and they're almost always like right on the same page, you know, with what, because we rely on them, because we come from all kinds of different fields, and they have experts that work in their agencies that come advise us on what we should do on bills. So it's unusual when two of them come and want two different things from us, right? So one of them wanted, right, the dash 5 amendments, and one of them wanted the dash 6. So why don't you, since they're the experts, we'll make the dash 5's heads and the dash 6 tails. And why don't you call it, will you?
Okay.
All right.
Heads.
Well, it's tails. It's tails. So could I have a motion on the dash 6's, please?
I move the dash 6 amendments.
Thank you, Senator Girod, for moving the dash 6 amendments. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Pozanski.
I do want to recognize what the Department of Energy has been doing for us as a state, and very complimentary to everyone that's been part of this process. Personally, I, based on everything I've heard, I was going to suggest that we go with the dash 6 is just because of the potential fallout. Senator Bates might share with us some of the information he got when we were off the record, which to me gave us the, gave me the reason why I thought the dash 6 Sixes would be the obvious choice at this point, but clearly I hope that the Department of Energy will continue to be that bearer of making certain that we as a state are doing the best we can for energy efficiency and saving the consumption as well.
Very good. Any further discussion?
Just to get, something on the record here that I think is worthwhile. I think it's worthwhile doing. The numbers I was given, and correct me if I'm wrong, we've got about 3 million square feet that we actually own in the state as far as agencies are concerned, about 4 million square feet of office space that we lease. And 4 million, I believe, is going to be exempted now from this bill. But I would ask that we either re-evaluate this in 09 or that... that by rule we look at some of this and see if some of that can be brought back in. We're just leaving too much out of the program here that we need to get in ultimately, and I think that's where we need to go. And the testimony, especially we heard from Mr. Kefouri, was rather reassuring to me that it sounds like some of that lease space would, at least some of it, if not all of it, could be handled under a program that would be worthwhile. On the other hand, we don't want to start messing around with something that has a large physical on it and lose the whole bill here at the end of session. So I think putting it through this form is appropriate. But I would like to see us look at this again in 09 as a minimum. And maybe by that time, the state agencies could come back and give us an idea if there's programs they can work with on their lease programs, which allow them to bring those into the program also. Thank you.
All right. Any objection to adopting the dash sixes? Seeing none, so ordered. The dash sixes are adopted. And if I could have a motion on the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3612 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Girod, for moving House Bill 3612A
engrossed,
which includes the dash 6 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion?
No, Mr. Chair, but I would assume this has to go back to the House now for concurrence, obviously.
Yep.
So, we'll have to get out, get it across, get over concurrence before we wrap this thing up the next few days, and so we'll have to expedite some of this if we can.
Yep. Sue's got her tennis shoes on. She's going to be running it right down the hall. Senator Pozanski.
And we need possibly some rule suspension from our colleagues.
We'll see. Senator Prezanski.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I think the other part I want to put on the record is the comments that DAS gave us, their assurance that they're going to be working with the current leases. I think the caveat to that is I hope to not see the DAS runs out and does these long-term leases in the next half a year to a year to bind us into something in the future that we could have been taken care of if we had adopted the DAS 5s.
Very good. Anything further? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Prezanski, would you carry the bill for us?
Yes.
And I'll close the work session on 3612A. And to the agencies, we had our little fun here today, but I want you to know how much the committee appreciates your commitment to conservation and your coordinated effort throughout the last year in putting together a very good piece of legislation. Thank you. And Cody, good work today. And with that, we are adjourned.